Markey greeted patrons at Palazzo Cafe in downtown Springfield.
Say hello, sir. Thank you. Ask for your vote, sir.
Markey said the issue he is stressing in the campaign's final hours is jobs.
Ensuring that we have biotech jobs out here, that we have green energy jobs out here, that we have a rail system from Boston out to Springfield, that we are focusing on the things that create jobs out here in Springfield, in Western Massachusetts.
The veteran congressman took time to relax with a cappuccino and a plate of pastries at a small table where he was joined by Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and four members of the city's all-Democratic delegation to the Massachusetts legislature. Markey said his campaign is taking nothing for granted.
Well, we have 15,000 volunteers. We have knocked on or called 3 million people in the state. So we've done the work, and we think tomorrow we're going to get a big payoff for all that work, but we're not going to stop until 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Marjorie Pesolano of Wilbraham is a campaign volunteer who said she never stops talking up Markey's bid for the Senate.
I just got my car washed this morning, and I had a little chat with the fellow at the car wash. And I just talked to everyone and anyone because it's such an important election, and the differences between the candidates is vast.
From Springfield, Markey was scheduled to travel to Worcester and then on to Lawrence before holding an Election Eve rally at the YMCA in his hometown of Malden. Republican Gabriel Gomez is barnstorming through several communities south of Boston. It's an area where Republicans have made inroads in recent elections. Gomez needs to do very well there tomorrow to offset the traditional Democratic votes that will come from Springfield, Worcester, and Boston. The Gomez campaign will hold an Election Eve rally in Quincy with former Republican Senator Scott Brown, who won his seat in a special election. Markey has consistently led in all pre-election polls. The latest survey by Western New England University, released over the weekend, had Markey with a 49% to 41% lead over Gomez among likely voters, with just 9% undecided. The poll does not appear to offer much hope for Gomez. When people were asked which candidate had the experience to effectively represent Massachusetts in Washington, 55% of the likely voters said Markey. The director of the university's polling institute, Tim Versalotti, said the data suggests Gomez's attempts to turn Markey's 37-year congressional career into a liability has not resonated with enough voters. Markey also outpolled Gomez on the question of which would be more bipartisan.
So an argument that other Republicans have used very effectively, like Scott Brown in the past, did not work for Gomez the way he had hoped. Markey has the upper hand on that dimension.
Also, the poll found voters give Markey the advantage on key issues such as gun control and job creation. The poll also appears to support expectations that voter turnout will be very low. Nearly a third of registered voters said they had little or no interest in the Senate election.
Interest is definitely down. That could be a question of fatigue left over from the 2012 cycle. It could be a response to the candidates themselves, or the time of year. School is letting out, people are planning vacations. This isn't a time when we're accustomed to really putting a lot of mental energy into politics.
Polling places across Massachusetts will open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for tomorrow's special Senate election. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.